This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The advice for self-care today is endless and can be yet another overwhelming job for women.
Every episode, we trial a different self-care practice, live it to the letter for a week, and report back to you on the results.
Will it actually improve your well-being, or will it be another waste of your time? We test out self-care so you don't have to.
Welcome to Self-Care Club.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Self-Care Club. I'm Nicole Goodman.
And I'm Lauren Mishcon. How are you this week, Nicole Goodman?
Well, I'm all right. That's not very nice. Why are you laughing?
Well, I'm all right.
Well, I am.
Okay.
Doesn't sound like it.
No. Because I'm not.
Right.
No. Okay. You know, I'm very up and down. It's the same old stuff. I'm very up and down. But it's fine. I'm trying to cope as best as possible.
Are you turning into me? You're just fine. Just fine. All the time. Fine. Fine.
I'm actually not fine.
Okay.
I'm actually
so you're
really
lying.
Stressed.
You're just lying.
My
then.
Hormones are all over the place. Yeah. I feel very anxious 90% of the time. Mm. I'm really trying to get on top of all of this menopause stuff, which is not for now, but it is part of a much bigger conversation. And it has absolutely just, I can't tell you how much it has kicked my ass. So that's really how I am.
Can I just tell you, I'm not looking forward to when this happens to me. It's like a snapshot of the future and I'm not looking forward to it.
But you might sail through it. You might be fine.
I might.
You might be
fine. I might
fine.
Be just fine. Fine.
I'm sure you'll tell yourself you're fine regardless of what happens.
Obviously.
Yeah. Well, don't, because you don't need to struggle and you don't need to put up with symptoms that are really difficult. You just don't need to.
Then I won't.
Don't you. I won't let you.
Okay.
Like you wouldn't let me.
I would not
you
let you.
You were the one that told me I needed to go to the doctor.
And I was correct.
You were absolutely correct. Because it's very hard to see it on yourself. Anyway.
Anyway.
How are you?
I'm all right.
Are you fine?
I really am fine.
Good.
Yeah.
We're not surprised.
Yeah.
I'm actually very happy that we are back in the studio.
We're in the studio today. We've seen James. We've seen Teddy the dog. It's nice, isn't it?
Oh, it is like... It's like a dream come true to be back in the studio and not in a cupboard or not trying to figure out where the best place to record at home is and it still sound crap. I am just so happy to be here.
It's very nice. And now we're back in the studio. We felt it was time to get experimenting again. It's been a while, hasn't it?
Well, you know, we've had a lot going on at the club. We've hit 500 episodes.
Yes.
We've gone to the top of the charts.
Yes.
Thanks to celebrating 500 episodes and thanks to a lot of promotion over at Apple.
Yeah.
So that's been amazing. So we wanted to take it back to basics.
We did. We're on the Heroes Carousel this week.
Yeah. Well,
that's amazing.
Last week.
Oh, yeah. It's last week because this will come out next week.
Yeah.
And yeah, we're flying high.
We really are. So we wanted to do a good old fashioned show like back in yesteryear.
Yeah.
And we're going to do an experimenting show. And this week we have tried out. Oh, it's a special one, clubbers.
It is.
We saved it.
Some things just sound too gross to be true. And slathering your face with snail secretions for glowing acne-free skin is one of them. So obviously, we had to try it out. This week, we are trying out snail mucin.
It's a serum.
Yes.
Just to give it a bit of clarity, it's snail mucin serum.
Yes.
Now, it isn't actually the first time that it's been trending as a skincare ingredient, which I didn't know. How can this... It's the fact that it sounds so gross that it trends.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Probably.
K-beauty products have been formulated with snail secretions for decades. Really?
Really?
Even before its first wave of popularity, the ingredient had been used for hydration and healing for centuries. In recent months, though, TikTok got a hold of it, and the obsession with the naturally sourced ingredient is putting new focus and attention on all things snail. I have never said the word snail
so many times in 1 week.
Yeah.
Snail mucin is exactly as described. It is made from actual snail excretions. It is a powerful natural moisturizer prized in K-beauty for ages. But over the past 5 years, more and more Western brands have gotten wise to its blemish clearing, massively moisturizing, soothing, hydrating properties, leading to a snail mucin surge.
Oh, just to say that K-beauty, by the way, because I didn't know what this was. So if you didn't listening at home, it's an umbrella term for skincare products that are derived from South Korea.
Yeah, like K-pop is the pop from South Korea.
Why do they put a K on it? I mean, we don't put a U on everything.
I don't know, but it's just the term.
I quite like it.
K-pop, K-beauty.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a thing.
Do you have like K-food?
Maybe.
K-hair.
There's probably.
K-health.
Yeah.
I wonder if they do all that. What about the poor snails, though, Lauren? I hear you ask. You've been asking me all week, is this ethical?
Well, it is ethical to ease any concerns about the safety of the deer snails when it comes to extracting the mucin for beauty products. Most brands have practices in place that do not harm them. The mucin is excreted as a protective measure when they're under stress. But it's like they shit themselves when they're scared, basically. But it's fairly easy to collect. The brand that we tested is a company called COSRX, C-O-S-R-X, which places snails on a net. It allows them to roam about, taking their leftover excrement after they've been removed and are safely back in their natural, regular habitat.
Oh, so they don't. They don't take anything from the snail.
No.
They just allow the snail to do their thing. And then once all the snails have been removed, they then clear up the mess.
Yes.
And then stick it in a serum.
A little bit, I suppose, like a beehive, you know?
Yeah.
But rather than a hive, just a net where the snails go and shit. And then they put the snails back.
Is it actual shit? Well, or it is. It just comes from their body.
Leftover excrement.
Is that shit?
I don't really know the inner biological workings of a snail.
Well, you should have found out for this episode. How very dare you turn up to this show unprepared, well, unresearched.
As a surprise, Nicole, I've got David Attenborough coming after the break.
She hasn't really.
I haven't.
Please
really.
Don't let your ears prick
I
up
wish,
to that.
I wish I did.
If we had David Attenborough, we would not bring him on the show about snail mucin.
Yes, we fucking would. We totally would.
No, we fucking wouldn't.
What else are we going to bring
because
him on
we
about?
Would
Dogs? What else are we going to bring one about? Be serious. David Attenborough, welcome, Sir David, to the Self Care Club. What you want to talk to him about?
You would never, ever sleep if you knew that that was the content that he was going to be a part of. Like, no, we would try, at least try, to make it a little bit more serious and highbrow and a bit more in his realm.
Wrong. I wouldn't. I'd totally talk about snails. And I talked to him about the fact that when I was younger...
You're not going to talk about snail shit and how you stick it on your face.
I might, because he might have a lot to say about that. I used to keep African snails when I was younger. Do you know the size of an African snail? They are the size of a frisbee. Well, no, a bit smaller than a frisbee. They are humongous, about this big.
It's like a turtle.
Size of a side plate, their shell. Massive things. They live in a tank.
Why did you have those?
Because I was really fucking cool.
No.
Yeah?
No. Who got them for you? Where did you even get them from? Did you go to Africa and put them in your backpack and then come home? What did you do?
I didn't go to Africa and put them in a backpack. But remember, these were the days when you could buy a puppy at the pet shop. Do you know what I mean? Stuff was sold that probably shouldn't have been.
Why an African snail? Because they're bigger.
Because they're huge.
What did you do with them?
Do you mean, I just looked at them. What do you mean, what did I do with them? What did I do? I rode them. Erased them. What do you think I did?
We do have a piece of content coming out later this week where we do actually race snails.
I put it on a string and took it to the park. I mean, I didn't do anything with them. It just sat in a tank and I was like saying, what did you do with your goldfish?
Yeah.
Did you ever have a goldfish?
No. Yes.
What did you do with it?
Well, killed it, actually. No, but a fish tank, yeah. I understand, yeah. because it's beautiful, right? And all the different tropical fish and all the different colours yeah. and all the different yeah. species of fish and all of that yeah. is great. I understand yeah. because it looks interesting. Well, African, and it's quite peaceful.
African snails look pretty cool. They're in a big tank.
How many did you have?
Four? Yeah. And then they ended up at the school. The school took them on.
Why? Because what are they doing with it?
Schools have pets.
Pets?
My son's school has snakes, spiders, gerbils.
Snail is not a pet. A snail is not a pet. Is it?
Yeah.
It's not. It's so not a pet. Don't do it. So what you can do, so Sir David Attenborough is going to come on and you're going to talk about your African snails.
No, we'll talk about that. That would be interesting. And he would tell me how he'd actually been to Africa and he'd filmed them and he'd seen them. We'd have a lovely chat about that.
Yeah.
Then we would talk about snail mucin and the benefits of it.
He wouldn't know the benefits of snail mucin.
Well, we would teach him.
Oh, we're now teaching David Attenborough. So he's not coming on the show to teach us and our listeners something. We're actually teaching him about the secretions from a snail, sticking it on your face, and apparently it plumps up your collagen.
Yeah, then we could do a collab with him.
Right.
But like one of those BBC One shows where you and I wear really nice like safari gear, but trendy, and then go somewhere cool with him and look at animals. Or maybe we could just wear jeans and go to Battersea Dogs Home. We'd be happy with
you
that.
You know, to be fair, I don't think BBC need us for David Attenborough's show.
I don't think that's true. I think we'd be an added bonus. I think we'd bring a little bit of warmth and humour to a show on animals.
We would definitely bring the tone down.
We would. Anyway, let's talk about snail mucin products. They're also called snail slime or snail extract. I mean, snail
slime
is
not
a nice... It is.
Snail extract is even worse because at least mucin, you don't really know what that is.
I mean...
Unless you sort of research it. Well, you don't.
It's sometimes labelled on packages as SSF, which stands for snail secretion filtrate. Nice. So if you do want to use this, you want to find a product where snail...
No one wants to use this.
Someone might
Nobody
want to.
Nobody wants to use
Anyone
this.
Anyone who's got young kids,
yeah.
ask them to DM you what Ben and Holly call it.
What do they call it?
I used to watch Ben and Holly with my kids.
The key magic ingredient.
Is it? Yeah. Snail slime?
Nearly. Slug slime.
Slug slime. Slugs aren't quite the same. Well, maybe they are. If you do want to use it for beauty purposes, then you need to look for something that has mucin like top in the ingredients when you look at the ingredients label, because that means it's got a lot in it. And also look for products that have the mucin in alongside other anti-aging and antioxidant stuff like retinoids and vitamin C. People swear by this shit. I'm not joking.
Who swears by this shit? Give me one person that you have spoken to personally that has sworn by this shit.
My friend in South Korea.
What's their name? Quickly, what's their name?
Katie.
I knew you were going to say Katie.
I made it up.
I know.
In case you're not my friend. I don't have a friend in South Korea called Katie. Jesus, no, I'm using it, okay?
Thank you for being honest, but we all had an inkling.
People do swear by this. It is anti-aging. It is anti-inflammatory. It is antibacterial. It is hydrating. It has wound healing properties. And put this in your pipe and smoke it. There is even evidence that it could possibly fight certain types of skin cancer. That is how good this stuff is.
No.
That is what they're saying.
That is not a good promise to put out there. No. Not having
they
that.
Said,
Sir David will not be having that. No.
Sir David is not a doctor.
You cannot put in such a sweeping statement about a face serum that it fights skin cancer. No.
No, not a face serum. About the properties of snail mucin.
I understand.
If you just used it pure. Early evidence suggests. That's all they're
you
saying.
You are actually buying this.
I don't know.
You can't possibly be. You can't possibly be. You're the one that's turned me into a skeptic. Don't leave me out here to dry.
This is your
fault that I don't believe in this. Years ago, about 500 episodes ago, I would have come to this with an open mind. Now I don't.
Oh, dear.
You only have yourself to blame.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
This is bollocks.
Well, before we go into our week of testing, there is one downside to it.
Apart from that you're sticking snail poo on your face?
Apart from that, it doesn't have side effects or risks. But if you are allergic to snails, shellfish or mollusks, which some people are, or if you have very, very, very sensitive skin, you could have a reaction to this.
Why, so, like what sort of a reaction?
Well, like a rash. So, no, or nice. An allergic reaction.
But you can have an allergic reaction to any cream.
Yeah, of course. But if you had a shellfish allergy or a snail allergy, you could be allergic to this.
Sure.
So just try a little bit first
what
before
was
you
there,
put it on your
there
face.
Was some big skincare product that came out that had caviar in it. What was, oh, I know. It was the shampoo I used to use.
Yes.
And a client of mine was allergic to shellfish and her head got really, because I didn't realise, and her head got really itchy.
Oh. But did it smell fishy?
No.
Okay.
It's a really luxurious product and it is called caviar. I mean, it sounds great, no?
No. Sounds like fishy eggs in my hair.
It's not.
No.
I've actually washed my hair in it today.
Is it the one in the purple packet with the silver lid?
Yes.
The Altura. What's it called?
Alterna.
I actually use that.
Right. Does it smell fishy?
No, it smells delightful.
Smell my hair.
It smells the same as my hair because I use the same shampoo. It's quite expensive.
Because it's made with caviar.
Oh, well, I actually already
use
that.
You know, it's called caviar.
I've never really noticed. I just bought it because you told me to, did what I was told. That's what I used. Don't look at the bottle.
I find it utterly astounding with you. Utterly, it never ceases to amaze me of how bright and intelligent and sharp and witty and quick you are. And you literally notice nothing.
I notice nothing.
It so doesn't fit with your character.
I'm just not an observant person. And even if I read the bottle and it said whatever it says, see, I use it every day. I can't even tell you the brand, but I use it every day. Well, not every day, every other day. And even if I saw it said da-da-da caviar shampoo, I just think that
was
a clever name.
It does.
But it would never occur to me it had actual caviar in it. I would just think it was like a name to make it sound posh. You know what I mean? Like
I do,
my diamond conditioner, which doesn't have diamonds in it, does it? It's just conditioner called diamond conditioner.
But is that allowed? Do you think they'd be allowed to call it caviar if it didn't have caviar in it?
Yeah. Why not?
Do you know what?
Are you sure it has caviar
in it? You know what?
Now
I'm thinking about it.
Not made of babies, is it? As James said.
James, do you want to sit down and get on the mic?
What is baby oil
made of? I think
you
should.
Not of babies.
That's how much we've missed you, James.
Do you know, are you sure it has actual caviar? You don't know, do you?
She definitely had a reaction to it.
But maybe she was just allergic to the sulfates. Oh, no, it's sulfate free, isn't it?
That's the whole USP.
That's the whole point of it. That's why you made me buy it.
I'm actually going to look this up.
Okay, you look it up.
But you know what? I just assumed it had caviar in it.
You assumed it because it sounds luxury. It sounds luxy. You know what I mean?
It is luxy.
Like Sally Hansen, nail polish, diamond, hard, this, that, and the other. It doesn't mean it has diamonds.
Sally Hansen does not sound luxy.
But you know, anything where you does put it? Something expensive naming in it, it's going to sound more expensive. And it is fucking expensive. It's like 20 quid a bottle.
Why are you shouting at me?
Because
I didn't make it.
Because I like it. And now I have to use it all the time. And it's really expensive.
Hold on. Right, here is what it says. It says, discover the secret to healthy, beautiful hair with Alterna Caviar Anti-Aging Collection. Find out why it's the best choice for your hair, and the luxurious and scientifically formulated range is designed to nourish and protect your hair, leaving it looking and feeling its best, rich in omega-3 fatty acids, minerals, and vitamins that help strengthen and hydrate your hair. This line in...
No caviar, my friend. No caviar. Okay. I don't know what to conclude from this, but I feel like you've been upsold something. And also, it would smell fishy. I'm sorry to say.
No, it
wouldn't.
It's
fish eggs. It's fish eggs. It would smell fishy.
It wouldn't. Don't say
of
such things.
Of course it would. Okay. Remember when we took collagen? Yeah? And marine collagen? What did it taste like? Fishy jam.
But we're not tasting it.
But you'd smell it. I'm telling you, there's no fish in either of our hair.
Does, right, okay, I've just Googled, does caviar shampoo have caviar ingredients?
Yeah.
Ah!
What does it say?
Stick this in your pipe and smoke it.
What does it say?
It says, every product contains pure caviar from the roe of non-endangered sturgeon fish, sustainably farmed in France. That's what it says.
Really?
Yeah.
God, I'm not sure I want to use it anymore.
I just, you know, can we just backtrack just a little bit? Because you've not been very kind the last 5 minutes. And you...
We can do, right? Tell your mum. Phone her up. meet her. Lauren's not being very nice to me.
You didn't trust my judgment.
I didn't.
And I think I'm owed an apology.
I'm very sorry.
It's not okay. I don't accept. Because you're not sorry.
I'm sorry that I now am like addicted to a £20 bottle of shampoo.
Because it's got caviar in it.
Yeah, okay, it's got caviar in it, right. So with all of this in mind,
how could we not try the snail mucin and stick it all over our face? I couldn't have thought of anything better than to stick snail shit all over my face for a week.
Well, shall we hear how we got on?
Yeah.
Okay, so I've just tried snail mucin for the first time. I opened the bottle. I thought it was going to be a cream. Turns out it's not a cream. It is exactly how you would imagine the consistency of a snail secretion.
Trail.
For want of a better word. Anyway, look, you could also say it's a bit like a serum. It's that sort of consistency as well. Little bit gloopier, little bit gross. I have actually stuck it on my face. What? Now I have to put on... Oh, my skin does look shiny. It's gross.
Well, it did brighten it up a little bit.
It does look shiny, yeah.
My skin?
No, I mean, when you put it on, it does look shiny.
You know... You've been unkind.
You're not in here with a shiny face. I think that's a compliment. When you put it on...
I thought you were finally giving me a compliment because, you know, I feel a bit hurt over what's happened in the last few minutes. And there I am. Oh, what? My face is shiny now? No, not your face.
No.
I'm sitting here blow drying my hair and it just dawned on me that I have just stuck like mucus from a snail onto my face. Mucus from a snail onto my face. That's what I've just done. Like, what? Why am I agreeing to this? Why am I doing this? I hate to tell you, but I've just put some foundation on and my skin looks glowier. I really want to hate this product, but I don't think I'm going to.
Ah, ha, ha, ha.
So it did glow a bit better.
Mm-hmm.
For about 4 seconds.
4 whole seconds?
I have never, ever, ever felt worse than I have this week in my skin. Honestly.
Really?
Really. I felt like I looked tired. I mean, I am tired.
Yeah.
But I felt like I really looked tired. I felt like my makeup wasn't staying on. I felt like I needed to ply makeup on my face all day in order to not even look good, just to look like I wouldn't scare little children.
Mm-hmm.
And I just felt like my self-esteem was in the bin, if you must know, in the bin. And I am blaming snail mucin.
Wow.
Okay, I think it's giving me spots, which is no big surprise that snail poo is making my skin break out in acne, is it? So I am stopping. The week is over. Forget it.
It's actually supposed to be an anti-acne treatment. It's actually supposed to clear up acne.
Well, it didn't.
Okay.
I definitely got spots throughout the week. But, you know, my skin is very, very sensitive.
Yeah, it is.
Things like
and you're
that.
Allergic to a lot of stuff.
I wasn't allergic to it.
Okay.
But I honestly felt like my makeup just couldn't stay on my face for the days that I was using it.
And it's like sliding off.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like in a mucusy way.
Literally slipping off onto... It was just, I felt awful. So then I stopped using it. I've gone back to my old skincare. I put a little bit of fake tan on my face because I just couldn't bear looking at myself anymore. And I feel a lot better.
Okay.
That was my week of snail mucin.
Should we go to a break and then I'll share my week with you?
Yes.
This episode is sponsored by Horizon Studios.
If you're travelling this year and looking for high quality, sustainable and beautifully designed luggage, then look no further than Horizon Studios, who've launched two new ranges. The RE Series, the world's most sustainable 97% recycled luggage, and now the revolutionary Air Series, the world's lightest high-end suitcase.
If you have airport anxiety, worrying about the weight of your case when it goes on those scales, then the Air Series is for you and it is definitely for me. The Air Series pushes the boundaries of travel. Each detail is designed and engineered to combine an ultralight and durable product.
It's significantly lighter than regular suitcases. Thank goodness, Lauren, that is brilliant. And it comes with a lifetime warranty because the most sustainable suitcase is the one that you only buy once. We used the cases to go to Paris and Wales last year, and as chronic overpackers, we could still wheel them around with ease.
We could. Ultra light and compact, the Air Series is made from a premium polycarbonate hard shell with reduced thickness and a recycled lining. It's 100% vegan and produced in a way that is 99% waste-free, blending design and function seamlessly. So, Nicole, you can pack those extra 5 pairs of shoes with no stress.
The entire range is available on the Horizon Studios website and in all leading department stores. Just go to www.horizon-studios.com.
Horizon Studios. Let's go further.
This week we are sponsored by Notion.
Why do we love Notion? Because it brings our ideas to life. It's like having access to tomorrow's tools today by combining all our research scripts and notes into one simple space with the added power of AI built right inside, not a separate AI tool or browser tab.
I used it the other day to plan all our social content for the next 3 months. It's made what's usually a really long, daunting task super quick, simple, and streamlined, leaving us with more time and energy to focus on what truly matters, which is bringing self-care to the listeners and less stress for us.
Notion is a place where any team can write, plan, organise and rediscover the joy of play. And the Notion AI turns that knowledge into action. It can answer any question in seconds, summarise your meeting notes and keeps you completely organised. If you can think it, you can make it. It's become an integral part of our podcasting toolkit and we're calling it self-care.
Try Notion for free when you go to notion.com/selfcareclub.
That's all lowercase letters, notion.com/selfcareclub, and start turning ideas into action. And when you use our link, you're supporting our show.
notion.com/selfcareclub.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Here's my first voice note.
It's night one of snail mucin serum. I've washed my face. I've got the box out. I've opened the box. It's like a clear liquid. And suddenly, even though I am a 46-year-old grown woman, I've got the right ick. I'm scared it's going to smell weird. I'm scared it's going to feel weird. I don't know why I'm putting snail shit on my face.
Before you play your next voice note,
yeah,
can we just reassess?
Yeah,
that we have both for this week.
Yeah,
stuck snail mucus slime. Secretion,
yeah.
Slime,
yeah.
Poo,
mm-hmm.
Feces.
Yeah.
How, whatever gorgeous word you want to stick to,
yeah.
It, we have stuck that on our faces.
Yes.
Now we only get one face.
Yes.
We don't get another face.
Yes. But the whole of South Korea can't be wrong.
I don't think it's the whole of South Korea.
Well, anyone who cares about their skincare routine
in South Korea. You don't know. You don't know.
It's a big product. We reported on it on the Epilogue show.
I remember.
And that is why we chose to do it. So, yes, but then it came in the bottle and I was suddenly was like...
You know what? It was the consistency of when you put it on your hand...
And cervical mucus. That's what you want to say, but don't want to say. I'm going to say it in my next
I was going to use the word stringy.
Yup.
Okay. I've pulled myself together. We've done worse than this.
We haven't.
Let's just get on with it.
We haven't.
blah, 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 blah. Okay, it's slightly sticky. Don't want to say what it reminds me of, but it's kind of sticky, gloopy, stringy. Stringy. Stringy, that's the feeling I'm going with.
That's what I
said. I'm smothering it all over, and I'll tell you how I feel in the morning.
I think it's cervical mucusy / jizz.
Based. It's not jizz.
It's just...
No, it's not jizz. You're wrong.
It's just...
You're wrong with that. That was wrong. It's not jizz.
It feels very...
It's not jizz. I can't believe what I'm saying.
Genital byproduct.
I can't believe what I'm saying.
Do you know what I mean?
genital byproducts.
My mother listens to this show.
Yeah, my mother does too, but she would be fine with it. But yeah,
it's... My mother will not be fine with it.
It's stringy mucusy.
I'm editing that bit out.
No, you mustn't.
Why?
Because it's important to bring the truth to the people.
I sat there and said it's... I said it's not jizz about three times.
That I can edit out. If you want to, I think you should keep it in.
Well, I've woken up and I look 23.
No, you don't.
I mean,
no offence, but...
And I look pretty much exactly the same. I mean, what do you want after one night of a serum?
Exactly.
I'm going to report back after, like, 4 or 5 days of this and see if I notice any difference.
Are you also using it? I was using it morning and evening.
No, I just used it at night.
Why?
Because I didn't want to go around looking like...
Like a snail.
Like I had snail slime all over my face all day.
Imagine someone stops you in the street and like, I'm really sorry. You look like you've been living with snails.
Yeah, you look like someone slimed on you.
Yeah.
Aren't you an extra in Ghostbusters? No, I'm not. I'm just trying out this new K-beauty regime.
So it's been a few days now and I read the back of the box last night. And it says... Put it on and then put your moisturiser on top.
I read that.
So I've now been doing the serum plus my normal night cream. And what's happened is I've kind of overloaded my skin. My skin doesn't like a lot of stuff on it. And now I've got like a little spot. So...
Oh, interesting.
Listen, it's fine. It's not rocking my world. But I just don't like too many products on my face. But I'm over the fact that it's snail shit. I just put it on and I... sort of turn a blind eye to what it actually is.
I will say it doesn't smell.
It doesn't smell at all. Not in the least.
It smells, it's literally fragrance free.
And then you just get over the fact of what it is. But listen, I'm a simple woman. I'm a simple woman with simple needs. My skin doesn't like loads and loads. I don't like loads of foundation. I don't like loads of moisturiser. I don't like loads of anything. I'm very moderate.
In everything.
In everything I do. So to have this Gloop serum and then a night moisturiser... too much," said my face. No, one or t'other. Couldn't do it.
Can I just say?
Yeah.
You are meant to put on like a couple of different types of serums and a night cream before you go to bed.
I know, but I just don't do that.
I know you don't, but it's not too much. That's actually what your skin needs. I'm not saying it needs the snail shit.
Yeah.
But it does need a certain serum and a night cream wouldn't be too much if you were using like nice, proper, not K-poppy stuff.
Not K-pop. Not K-pop. Yeah. It's
basically the TikTok version of skincare.
Yeah, but you know, I don't know how to explain this. You know, on TikTok, when you see girls doing beauty stuff and they're after that kind of, I think they call it glass skin, where there's like...
They look like a doll.
Yes, where there's no pores visible and it's like got this sheen on it.
But you can do that when you're young.
That's what I mean. I don't feel, with all due respect, that a woman of my age and yours... can have that skin, because part of having that skin is the youthful glow that comes from within, which is why young girls, many of them, most of them, just look beautiful. And the reason they're beautiful is because they're young and their youth is what is so beautiful. You can't recreate that by extracting mucus off a net and putting it on your face. I'm sorry if I've gone into summary before going to summary, but that's my feelings. We should go to summary.
It's underwhelming, isn't it? It's underwhelming.
Is that your summary?
No. I don't mean... The product is totally underwhelming, but I didn't have high hopes for it anyway. Also, I've used it for 4 days. I'm not going to transform my skin in 4 days.
Mm.
Although, when I went from whatever skincare I was using onto The Ordinary, I really did see a difference, to the point where a couple of people said to me, your skin looks great. And I'm like, I know, I have changed my skincare. And that happened pretty rapidly.
Mm.
So maybe you can.
I just generally find I have very little interest in skincare. I know I should. I know you only get one face. I know I should look after it because I'm not going to have Botox or surgery on it. So the only thing I've got is creams. But I just find it all quite boring.
No, you've got your LED lamps. You've got your little wands. You've got your face rollers. You've got more than that.
But I just can't be fucked to do it all. I just want to take my mascara off, get into bed and read a book.
Me too.
I don't have the time, the energy, the interest in making myself look like glass doll 20-year-old. Because I ain't never going to look 20 again.
And also, the amount of time, you're so right, and effort and energy and thought process that that takes in order to try and knock 15, 20 years off your face. It's just not going to happen. Just have your face. Eat well. Sorry to tell you, drink a lot of water. Keep yourself hydrated.
Don't even do that.
And if you keep, all right. If you keep yourself well, you will look well.
It's not just that though, is it? You've also got to add in, we've said this before, but you've got to add in the factor of like stress is really bad for your face. Smoking is really bad for your face. Grief is really bad for your
face.
Trauma. You can't necessarily avoid that stuff. And also genetics. If you've got a very wrinkly mum and a very wrinkly grandma who had a lot of very puffy eye bags and a lot of lines, you're fairly likely to inherit those genes. My grandmother didn't have a line on her face at 80. My mum looks all right. So my mum looks fucking great, actually. So I figure I'm going to be all right. And if I'm not, what am I going to do about it? So, you know, I'm not going to have everything pulled up and strung up and injected and puffed and filled. It is as it is. So it's fine. It's fine.
That is the most motivational pep talk you've ever given on this show. Okay? And now if you don't feel inspired to look after your skin after that, clubbers, then when will you?
Just saying, keep it clean, wash it.
I feel like
that piece
yeah. should go up as a clip on Instagram.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, it's going to go viral.
It's not. It's not going to go viral.
It was great.
Thanks.
We're clipping it. It's going to go viral. And you know what?
What?
People are going to use it as memes. They're going to do it whilst they're doing their skincare. You know, basically going against what you're saying. Great.
You can't cheat life.
Yeah.
You can't cheat life. Life happens. And I honestly do think, even if you are someone who has some eye wrinkles and some bits of jowly bits, if you are happy and well, you will radiate that anyway.
So interestingly, recently I've stopped having Botox now because the last lot of Botox I had, which was back in October, I absolutely hated it.
Why?
I hated it because it pulled down all my eyebrows. I felt very heavy browed and it made my bags bigger and it just caused, I just hated the shape of my face because she changed the slight shape of my face. And you know your face. Right?
Yeah, you know your face better than anyone knows.
And also, once it had lifted a bit, I then saw a photo of myself and I looked very Botoxy. Now, it didn't mean that I didn't look 47. I did. I looked 47.
Yeah.
Who'd had Botox?
Yeah.
I didn't look younger
or
fresher.
Yeah.
I just looked harder.
Yeah. I think when you used to have it many years ago, I think it makes you look a little bit mean.
Yeah.
And
it you're right. It adds aggression to your face because it lifts your eyes up a bit, so it hardens your face.
Yeah, and that is absolutely 100% the reason why I can't be bothered and won't have it, because it doesn't make anybody look younger.
No, it doesn't.
You just have a whole load of women walking around
with a frozen face,
precisely their own age, with a frozen face, because you haven't got three lines and a little 11 in the middle between your nose. It doesn't make you look younger, just in your 40s but frozen. And and the girls who have it in their 20s and 30s look even weirder because they look young and frozen. Listen, it's fucked up. I hope the whole thing has a huge backlash and people just stop doing it generally.
I do worry about it for my kids. Like, are they going to start plumping their lips up?
Ugh.
Are they going to start injecting their faces? Because that's what they see in young women. That's what young women look like now. And I don't want them, I want them to just enjoy their face and have their face. Even my 13-year-old turned around to me the other day and said, why have I got these lines by my nose? And I said, they're your smile lines. You're supposed to have lines on your face.
Yes,
you are. She's 13.
You're not supposed to look like Barbie.
She's 13.
Yeah. You know, there's been a huge thing this week about they're thinking about putting age restrictions on skincare products. Because I heard your daughter and her mate chatting the other day and they were talking about buying some serum or some face cream or something, some anti-eye bag thing. And there's a whole...
Was it my 13-year-old?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's a whole backlash going on in the beauty industry where they're saying little girls who are very, very into all these very trendy brands...
Well, that's from TikTok.
Yeah, actually shouldn't be using it because it is damaging their skin. Their skin is so young and they don't have any lines and they don't have any bags and they don't have anything that needs fixing. And they're talking about putting, like they do on films, an age restriction on some beauty products because it's too harsh to have retinols and all sorts of stuff on your skin when it's so young.
Both my kids, every night, they'll go up and have a shower. They go, right, I need to go and do my skincare now. And they have a whole regime with their skincare. I don't. I use micellar water and some eye makeup remover and a bit of night cream. This week's been some snail shit. So they have a much better regime than I do. But actually, the beauty industry, what they've done is they've just exploited the younger generation. Totally. And it's not okay.
No.
It's really not okay.
No. And they've told them that everybody has to have one face, which is ridiculous pillowy lips, big.
But that's
filled
like saying, you know, all
forehead.
Women are supposed to have this one body.
Yes.
And at the moment, it's the big bum and the small waist and yes. the big boobs. And, yeah. and it will change because it goes in fashions, right?
Mm.
But it's still, it's very exploitative and it's very worrying. As a mum of daughters, yeah. it's very scary.
Yeah, totally. I can really see that. I can really see that. Because they are pulled in because it does look very appealing.
And, you know, it was funny because there was a lot of advice about whether or not you should tell young girls they're pretty. Uh-huh. And you shouldn't tell them they're pretty because then their worth is reliant on their looks.
Yeah.
And you don't want them to be... Mm-hmm. worried about it. So I never really did. And now recently I am. I'm saying, you look so gorgeous. You look so fresh faced. Oh, you look so lovely when you haven't got makeup on. Like whenever they look fresh and glowy and young, I just want them to know that to me, that's when they're at their most beautiful, in their most natural. And I know it's easy for a mum to say that and see that, but I just want them to appreciate their face.
But it's also the truth because their youth is part of their beauty.
Yeah.
You know?
So the big question, which we haven't done for so long.
Haven't.
I've missed it.
Me too.
This is a sentence I never thought I'd say. Mm-hmm. Snail mucin coming in the club.
No.
It's a solid no.
It's not the worst thing I've put on my face.
What is the worst thing you've put on your face?
I mean, I've been weed in the face many, many times.
Oh, children.
You won't know this having daughters, but when you have baby boys, which I have three, when you open a nappy and cool air hits a willy, what mainly happens is they just piss in your face. And you have to be very, very grateful if you don't have your mouth open at the time. So yeah, it's happened to me many, many, many,
it's
many
never
times.
Happened to me.
No, because you're little girls.
Yeah, little girls.
So, you know, it's not the worst thing I've put on my face, but
I wonder what Sir David Attenborough thinks.
I wonder what the worst thing he's put on his face is.
Let's ask him when he comes in.
Great.
We will be back on Wednesday for a midweek meltdown and we'll be back on Friday for a weekly wellness roundup. In the meantime, please get in touch with us. hello@selfcareclub.co.uk. You can come find us on all of our socials. Make sure you're following. Make sure you subscribe to this podcast and we'll be back on Wednesday.
Bye-bye.